Welcome to the Motherhood Simplified podcast. I'm your host, Crystal Lockwood, and on the surface, I teach you how to declutter your home so you can focus on what matters most to you as a mom, which I'm guessing isn't those laundry mountains, dishes stacked to the sky, and the tornadoes you clean up all day. My hope for this podcast is so much more than teaching you to declutter. I record all of my episodes live and in real time so that you can have the experience of a mom friend who gets you and is there for you. My audio isn't perfect, my kids might interrupt us, but the conversations we have are real, impactful, and proof that there are other moms like you that decluttering has worked for. If you want to join me and thousands of other moms for live episodes, go find us on Instagram and Facebook. Just search Motherhood Simplified and we'll welcome you with open arms. See you soon. Okay, everybody, welcome to today's episode where we are talking about your decluttering skills, how to refine them, how to master them. The fact that decluttering actually is a skill, because maybe you've never really thought of it in that way, but decluttering is a skill. And I'm going to give you some tips on like how to focus on the right things to declutter, right? Because it is a skill. And I see a lot of people in the beginning phases of their decluttering focusing on things that really aren't going to help them quickly and efficiently. And so I want to talk to you about that and just how to practice this and how to get really good at this. Hey, Lindsay and Leah. Yes, she has no fever now, but she's just a little clingy. Hey, Desiree. Okay, so decluttering. Put in the comments if you agree with me or not, but decluttering is a skill, okay? A skill is something that you can practice, that you can learn strategies for, that you can learn about, that you can get better at, right? Let me know in the comments if you agree with that. Decluttering is a skill because I personally believe this 100%. And just like anything else, you know, Think of your skills. Think of like a cooking skill, right? We're all awkward. We're all bad at it at first. None of us know what we're doing. That's okay. That's how it's supposed to be. That's a skill. The same is true for decluttering. We don't know where to start. We don't know what to let go of, what to keep, where to bring things, how to do it with kids, how to find the time for it. What you need, baby? You want your drink? Okay. So yes, there's an, it's totally a skill, agree 100%. Yeah, it's awkward at first. We don't know what to do. We don't know how to do it. So we learn how to do it, right? And I wanted to show you guys this book. It's called Climb Your Own Ladder. Climb Your Own Ladder by Dana Malstaff. And it's a business book, but she talks about this ladder analogy where you really have to start at the bottom and climb up step by step. And the same concept is true for your decluttering. You're not going to be like, wake up one day and be like, I want to declutter my home. And then all of a sudden be at the top of the decluttering ladder with a fully decluttered home, right? No, you have to take it step by step by step. And you have to start at the bottom. And what it looks like at the bottom is like troubleshooting and trial and error and figuring out what to keep and what to not keep and making tiny little baby steps so that you can work your way up to the top and get that decluttered, simplified life that you're really seeking, right? And that's
like the baby.
You see that baby? That's what this group, I hope, offers you. I hope it offers you a place to see other people in their own journeys.
My baby.
But if you're listening to this on the podcast and you're not in the Motherhood Simplified group yet, get into the group because the community inside of here is amazing. Everybody is at different levels and different degrees in their journey, but it's going to help you in those beginning stages of like figuring out what to do. How do I actually do this? How do I find time to do this? If you haven't done it yet and you're new,
get inside of the Purge-a-thon, which is a free little 3-day decluttering challenge that I've created for you guys that works. And it gives you those first steps. It gives you, it lays it all out for you so that you don't have to do as much trial and error and you don't have to do as much troubleshooting, right? And as much like stumbling through it and falling and like, how do I do this, right? So some other things, you know, when you treat decluttering like a skill, because I really do believe that's what it is. The more you do it, the better you get at making the decisions. The more you do it, the more you like it, the more confidence you have, the more enjoyable it is, the more you want to start teaching other people your skills. Thanks, Kristen. But the more that you do it, the easier it gets and the better you get at it. And you get to this place where you're like our family and we just do it on autopilot. It's just a part of our life, right? We notice that the house is getting hard to manage again. So we do a purge, right? We do a seasonal purge, or the kids go through their bedrooms. And my oldest daughter now, she's 10, has started just getting a trash bag unprompted and getting rid of the stuff in her room that she doesn't need or use anymore, or will bring me down clothes that don't fit her anymore or have holes or whatever. So it's even a skill, not just for you as like the parent and the leader of the house, but the more you do it with your kids, the more it becomes a skill for them as well, which is pretty cool. So when you are approaching it as a skill, like if you are going to learn how to potty train your kids or go to like a parenting class or even learn a skill for your career or something, there are two big important pieces of that that help you be successful. And that is first to find a community, right? A community of people who are learning the same skill as you, doing the same thing as you, on the same path as you, wanting to get to the same place as you, right? That's what the Motherhood Simplified community is a whole bunch of other moms with a lot of kids, right? Well, a lot of us have a lot of kids. Like I'm one of them, has a lot of kids. But we're all doing the same thing. We're all working towards the same thing. We're all figuring it out and we're all teaching and learning from each other, which is great. Find your community. If it's not the Motherhood Simplified community, no big deal, but find a community. Find a place you feel comfortable in and a place you can trust, a place you can bounce ideas off, a place that you can learn from. Find that. And then when you're ready, find a mentor, right? And you will likely find a mentor within your community. The great thing about the community too is that sometimes moms in here buddy up with each other and become each other's mentors. If Shaylee and Shamra are watching this, they're a really good example of this because they followed each other in the group for a while. They got to know each other. They realized that they were on the same page and that they could bounce ideas off of each other and ask each other questions and be really honest with each other and kind of mentor each other, which is great, right? And if you are wanting a more hands-on and specific mentor, I'm just going to let you know I'm your girl. Like that's literally my job. My job is literally to mentor you through this process. The courses that I have, the podcast is great, being inside of the community, but the courses, the decluttering courses that I made are definitely the best way to get a mentor and some hands-on support in refining this skill and learning this skill and understanding how to implement it into your home. So if you did not know, I do offer decluttering courses. You can go to motherhoodsimplified.com/courses and check them out. See which ones are good for you, which ones are, you know, which ones you think would help you the most. Of course, if you have questions, always reach out to me. I will help you figure out which one is best for you. But finding a mentor, treating it like a skill, finding somebody who can be like, I can help you, right? Because I didn't wake up one day just knowing how to do this. I did it for myself and have been doing it since we ditched all of our stuff in 2013. So I've got 6 years of experience in decluttering. You want to watch a snowman? Okay. Hold on. So when you find a mentor, one of the great, I want to give you guys like just a real quick pro tip on focusing on the right things to declutter real quick. But when you find a mentor, the advantage of having somebody walk you through this process is that they know, they can see your situation for what it is. They can step outside of it and see it objectively. Sometimes that's the hardest part, is like seeing your situation that you're right in the middle of and objectively, but that's one of the things that I can help you do, and I want to help you do that right now. So a lot of times, like I said, step one in this process is to troubleshoot. It's trial and error, right? It's figuring out any kind of way when you have a lot of kids. Jamie has a lot of kids. We have a lot of kids, like just troubleshooting, trying things, figuring out what works. However, when I see people starting this and they are in the beginning stages of troubleshooting and trying to decide what to do first and what to focus on, they end up focusing on things that really don't have that big of an impact, but do require a lot of work. So they will do things like jump right to the sentimental bins, right? Not realizing that that box of photos is not responsible for the daily overwhelm that you have, right? It's likely, if you're a mom and have a lot of kids, it's likely toys, dishes, laundry. Like, those are the things that you should be focusing on. If you are somebody who has, like, you know, really enjoys cooking and being in the kitchen, don't make your cooking supplies the first thing that you focus on. Because first of all, you're not going to enjoy it. You're going to be really upset and really sad and being like, I don't want to get rid of any of this stuff. Second of all, if it's stuff that you really love and use, you should be focusing on other areas to make room for that stuff, right? Does that make sense?
Bears.
Whoa. So instead of getting rid of the things that you actually like and want to use and being like, I have to get rid of everything in the craft room, why not focus your attention on the piles around the house, or the excessive amount of toys that nobody plays with, or the insane amount of dishes that you just can't keep up on, right? Like, focus your attention on those things that are actually going to have an impact on your day-to-day life so that you can make room for all of the other stuff. Yeah, Jamie says laundry. And I will be totally honest, guys. Sometimes you just have a lot of kids, right? Because I made a laundry post today and there are a lot of large families in there. I consider us a medium large family, okay? Like, we have a lot of kids, like more than most, but we also don't have like nine kids, like some of, like Jessica in here, and Jamie has a lot of kids. So when it comes to things like laundry, you just might not be in a season of your life where you can, you know, get rid of all of the laundry all at once, right? But there's something in your home that you can focus on, that you can let go of, so that those areas get easier. So as much as you possibly can, taking an objective look at what's in your home, what's actually the problem, what's actually overwhelming you, and then addressing those things, right? It could be random piles in the kitchen. It could be random piles on the stairs. It could be, you know, an excessive amount of toys. It could be that bedroom that used to be an office that is now just a catch-all space that you walk past every day and avoid, right? Like, that could be a pretty big burden on you. It could be a lot of things. I don't know what it is for your home. That is one of the advantages of having a mentor, somebody like myself who will walk you through it and help you look at your stuff objectively and help you troubleshoot so that you can get to that next step. And refine your skills. Jill says, I needed to hear the focus on the right things. Yes. And that's just one of the, when you approach decluttering as a skill, that's one of the things that I see that holds us back, is like putting all the attention on the wrong things. Jill, I think it might have been you yesterday, actually, who made the clothing post. Yay. And that's actually what prompted this episode, was you were like, I just can't seem to get the clothes down to an amount that feels good for me because I have small girls and I really love fashion and I really love adorable clothes, right? And my friend Savannah in this group is the same way too. Kim's turning up the music. Is the same way too. So if you've decluttered your clothes and you've simplified them to a point where it feels good to you, but you're still overwhelmed, that means that you should be focusing your attention on some other area of the house to give yourself relief in that area, and it will make your fun and fashionable and adorable clothes for your girls not an overwhelming thing for you. So I hope that helps you guys. I hope it helps you kind of shift your perspective and see decluttering as a skill, and gives you some things to think about as far as like how to approach your clutter, how to find a community, like a mastermind community that can support you in this, how to find a mentor who can give you the next level of support in this, right? And just keep climbing that little ladder of your decluttering success, right? Okay. So that's it for today. I'm going to go hang out with this little girl who is feeling better, which I'm glad for. And I will see you guys all in the next episode. Bye. Hey, friend. Did you love this episode? If you did, I would love if you took a screenshot of it and shared it with somebody else. Okay, the whole point of this is to create a community of moms who get each other, who support each other, and who, when they find something that helps them, they share it with somebody. So I would love if you shared this podcast with somebody, with maybe just a little note about how it helped you or how it inspired you, so that it can help somebody else. I would also love it if you left me a review. Leaving a review lets me get better stats on the internet and blah, blah, blah. Basically, it helps me help more moms like you. I would so appreciate it. If you hated this episode, I'm sorry, but I'm also kind of impressed that you listened to it all and you're still listening. So still leave me a review, still share it, because I'm sure somebody can benefit from it. I'll see you guys on the next episode. Thank you.